animals tame themselves without human intervention.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
They domesticate themselves. What does that mean?
Mice are able to tame themselves.
They're not like the dumpster rats that make you pay a toll when you go to throw your trash away.
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
I mean, because they all like to hang around there with their baseball bats and their leather jackets at night.
Hey, you want to throw your trash bag in this dumpster? You're going to have to pay for it, buddy. 50 cents. That's 50 cents for you.
Sorry, Mr. Rat. I just wanted to get rid of my garbage.
50 cents, big boy. Where rats run this dumpster.
On 1340 WKGN.
Can I ask you why the rats are charging 50 cents?
Well, they need the coins, too. They got to pay for other things. They got to buy booze and hookers.
Strangers in the night.
Hour number 3, kick it off in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Hit us with some hour 3 headlines, Cody.
Urosh. Thanks, John.
You're welcome.
Urosh Plavsic commented on playing in Madison Square Garden. Would you like to hear what he said?
Yes, please.
Here's the audio.
I'm extremely happy. Growing up in small town in Serbia, lot of times you hear Madison Square Garden when it comes to basketball. Going back to that arena, something I look forward to. When I was a child, I fought bears.
That was Urosh Plavsic on playing in Madison Square Garden. Looking forward to it, he says.
That's some pretty clear audio. He
says, when you grow up in Serbia, that's what you hear. When you think basketball, you think Madison Square Garden. It's going to be cool to be in there.
I've always wanted to go.
It's going to be really cool.
I've always wanted to go, and
it's
I'm
like
glad.
The ultimate arena.
Yep. I'm glad I am having my Big Apple popped with such a big moment. I'm glad I didn't waste it on just a random regular season game. I'm glad it's going to be...
With the Knicks. I went to a random Knicks game.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to get even those tickets, yeah. Though. So, I mean, like, it's just, I'm glad that I am going for something that matters a lot to me. So, I'm pumped. That's part of the appeal of going to the game, honestly.
Plavsic apparently was also asked whether or not Josh Heupel called him after the Duke game.
What?
Surprisingly not. I was waiting for one, but maybe wanted to see someone else.
What?
I don't know. Somebody asked him if Heupel called him. I guess they were making a joke about, like, football, physicality, something like that.
Okay. That makes more sense. Like, what the hell are they talking about?
Barnes says some of the things Urosh has done has made him a marked man. We're always telling him not to do anything that's going to hurt us. We want him to play hard and do his job.
Be a goon.
Barnes says Tennessee, not so much about the past, but being a part of the 16 teams left brings great excitement.
Barnes says what?
Barnes on Dusty May's Australian rugby quote. I took a Big East All-Star team to Australia back in 1990. I enjoyed it, and I'd pay to go see it. He says there'll be a challenge. He doesn't put much thought into us being dirty.
We're not dirty. Everyone's been pining and begging for, like, the days of the Bad Boy Pistons back. We missed the NBA in the 90s and 80s when people played hard-nosed defense. We played hard-nosed defense. We reminded people. If people have been begging for, like, the days of SEC football, like, when they missed the days when Alabama was beating teams like 17-10, well, damn it, you'll like this Tennessee basketball team because that's how we play basketball. We're going to grind you out defensively. It's going to be low scoring. None of this run and gun.
Well, nobody was talking about us being dirty whatsoever until Jay Billis started whining and crying.
I was going to say, it wasn't even Duke. Like, Filipowski or whatever said, that's just a really physical team, and their head coach said the same thing.
You remember what Musselman said after Arkansas came over here and got punked?
What'd he say?
That's what he said in his press conference, is how physical we were. We just out-toughed them, and,
No one threw around dirty until, like, Jay Billis and Doug Gottlieb started crying because they both spent so much time talking about how good Duke was, and they wrote off this Tennessee team. A
couple of pusillanimuses.
They wrote this Tennessee team off because they saw, oh, wow, Zakai Ziegler's out. They have no chance.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, now they're mad. And, like, their precious Blue Devils got, just punked. For lack of a better term, punked.
Well, could you believe that Frank Abagnale Jr. would lie about some of his antics in the catch me if you can thing.
So he exaggerated like how bad of a boy he was?
Yeah. It's looking like he lied about a lot of his lies, and catch me if you can
was a
load of BS they're saying.
That's tough. I'm going to have to start thinking of it like The Blind Side and Remember the Titans, where it's a true story that isn't really a true story. No, it's a great movie. What all was lied about?
I don't know. I'm not going to read it. Do you want me to read it? I'll read it.
No, no, it's fine. I love Catch Me If You Can.
It's just a little headline.
I love Catch Me If You Can.
The film is supposedly based on the true story of a con man of the same name. Yeah, 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 we know. A new report from the New York Post claims that Abagnale actually lied about his lifetime of lies. Well, checks out. In his book, he says he impersonated a Pan Am. This is a really long story. After attending one of Abagnale's talks in 1981, Jim Keith didn't believe a word he said. According to about 87 pages of evidence, Abagnale did forge checks, he did impersonate a pilot, and he did escape jail. But a lot of his claims were inaccurate, misleading, exaggerated, or totally false. See, this is where I get in trouble with actually reading the story. It's what are you talking about?
I didn't tell you anything, yeah.
Let's move on. A woman without arms and legs says she does not want empathy. She wants a job.
Okay.
Shelf stalker. Have at it. Josh Heupel says highly rated freshman quarterback Nico Iamaleava will be pushed extremely quickly and called him extremely coachable.
Okay.
Yep.
Number 12.
Have you seen the FDU
number 12
coach?
Is what he's wearing right now. In,
you know who else wore number 12?
Quentin Dormady.
I was thinking Tom Brady, but yeah.
Did Quentin Dormady wear 12? Because that's what I've had in my mind.
Yeah. I was thinking Tom Brady.
He may have been 10.
No, I'm 90% sure Dormady was not 10.
Brady
I think he was
12.
Was
Brady Quinn number 12?
He was number. Brady Quinn was number 10, if I remember correctly.
Roger Staubach, he was number 12, wasn't he?
Brady Quinn, we're talking about Notre Dame, right?
Yeah.
I want to say he was 10.
Oh, my.
Notre Dame.
How many number 12 quarterbacks could you name?
Oh, yeah, Aaron Rodgers.
I don't know what. There you go.
Roger Staubach.
I would say like
is he number 12?
Nico will be much more like Rodgers than he will be Brady, obviously, in terms of moving around athleticism and stuff. Yeah, Brady was
being actually good.
Brady Quinn was number 10. I don't know why I knew that at Notre Dame. Quentin Dormady, Tennessee. Dromady is how I spelled it. Hopefully they realize
Dromady.
That. Here's number 12 at those other stops. I'm assuming he's number 12 here as well.
Third straight year, Big Ten had most teams in tournament.
How many they got left? Michigan State.
Two teams make Sweet 16, zero to Final Four.
Michigan State, and who else is left from the Big Ten? Is that it?
I think that's it.
Purdue's not there. Michigan, Ohio State.
You named all teams.
None of them are there.
Princeton.
Penn State, not there.
They just get one to the Sweet 16? Is Michigan State it?
Yeah, and guess UCLA so. In a few years.
Yeah, UCLA I guess in a few count years. Them.
Florida Atlantic, Kansas State, Arkansas, Xavier, San Diego State, Creighton, Gonzaga, Tennessee, Texas, Connecticut, UCLA. Yeah, they got one team.
Yet they always get the most teams in.
They do. That league's so overrated, man. And none of the teams felt any good in the tournament either. Like, we all knew Purdue was the worst one seed.
Yep.
Can't even think of the other teams that are there. Like, I'm just looking at, like, the KenPom list right now. Like, they don't even have anybody in the top. They had one team in the top 20, and that was Purdue.
A new study has shown that March Madness costs
Maryland at 23rd.
Costs the American economy roughly $17 billion in production.
No. Boo hoo. Big corporation.
Is there really only three Big Ten teams in the top 30 of KenPom?
There are
Indiana,
massive.
Kings, number 31, Illinois.
Protests going on across France right now after apparently.
That's all the damn French do is protest.
They raised the retirement age from 62 to 64 without a vote.
I do respect, but if they don't like something, they always do protest about it.
Yep.
They burn down
we
the streets.
We do not like this. Wee-wee.
It's true.
Wee-wee. I don't like French culture. That's one of the ones that I would have no interest in. I wouldn't care if I ever went to Paris. Or that's not like, you know how some people, that's like a dream city?
Yeah.
I care nothing about France at all. I mean, I like croissants, but.
You hate the Eiffel Tower? Or not the Eiffel Tower?
I don't care anything about it.
Statue of Liberty?
That's ours.
But it's from them.
They say it was a gift from France, but it's ours.
We can give it back if you want.
It's kind of a stupid gift. If you gave me that as a gift, I'd be kind of disappointed.
If someone gave us a Statue of Liberty now, we would assume there was like tracking devices in it, like a camera or something in it to like spy on us.
The Chinese gave us one.
Yeah, like they got surveillance in Lady Liberty's eyes so they could look out over New York.
There's just nothing about the French.
Statue of
Although
Liberty's
cool. I do kind of like the women that have like armpit hair.
Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of sexy.
The loose women.
I feel like that's kind of sexy. And they have like that cigarette.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is kind of sexy.
Yeah.
Would you like to be with a French broad? We have a river here named after a French broad.
Tennessee?
Mm-hmm.
What's it called?
French Broad River. You think that's where it came from? like what should we name this river?
Man, this river's got curves French like a French broad.
Name it after a French broad. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
There's a river here.
I've never been with a woman from a different place.
A different place,
different
as in
lands.
Like Tennessee.
Yeah, different lands. I don't know if I've been with them. I mean,
I would definitely go Eastern Europe. That's where I would pick.
Ukrainian,
Romanian. Yeah. Like
I got a friend.
Bulgarian.
I got friends in Romania right now as a troop.
Oh yeah,
he says he cleans up as a
really
yeah as like an American soldier. He's a big tall and they like yeah he says
oh that's such a good gig to have.
Yeah,
that's what I should have done. I should have joined the military and been an American soldier.
Yeah, he's stationed over in Romania. And
oh,
he is,
you know those women love him.
Yeah, he says he cleans up.
Oh, I'm of course. Yeah. He's a soldier.
Yeah,
how old is he?
Like 28, 29.
How long can you be a soldier? Can I be a soldier still?
I don't know if you could pass the conditioning test.
No, but if I lost weight and got in shape, could I still go be a soldier?
I don't know.
Or do you have to be like, they get you when you're like 18, right?
Yeah, I mean, you might be able to join like the reserves, maybe. I don't know.
But they'd never send me to Bulgaria to bang women.
No. Well, he's just there.
Time to send our greatest threat.
He's just there like filling up planes, and I don't think he has to do much except just make a bunch of money.
You know,
and
the military, I think, is a really pretty good gig, isn't it?
As long as there's no war.
Yeah. That's probably what...
that's the only...
As long as there's no war.
That's probably the smartest thing, like... Especially if you don't come from, like, a privilege, like, a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably a really smart
thing
to do. Get
you a Camaro and a college education. He has a Camaro, too.
That's all they get you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, you get that pension, right? After, what is it, just 20 years?
I think so, yeah.
You get the pension, and you get...
But you have to stay active, I think, for all of those 20 years, I think.
Yeah. I feel like it's a good gig, though, if you're... committed to it.
If you're willing to be disciplined and be on call and
and
do things. But again, during
bang beautiful Ukrainian women.
During relative peace times, and you know, could be a lot worse.
That's such a good deployment. Ukraine. My luck, I get sent to like London.
You're getting get sent to Paris now,
get,
so you just
slander
friends.
I get sent where all the ugly women are. Who has the ugliest women in the world?
Canada.
No, can't be Canada.
I don't know. I was just going to say something that was like
racist.
White. Yeah, no, I was keeping you from saying something racist.
I was waiting on you to say something racist. Taylor Swift played over 40 songs at her first Eras.
According to JJ what?
Show.
Hmm? According to JJ what?
I don't get it.
Well, he did like a like 3-minute video where he broke down the concert and how many shows she played and how great she was and everything.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
I didn't see that. That's why I didn't get it, I guess. Yeah, she played over 40 songs. That seems kind of crazy.
Seems excessive.
Say she played for 3 hours, and according to JJ Watt, only took like a couple-minute break to like change costumes, and that was it.
Oh, Trump says he's going to get arrested tomorrow.
Yep, Trump says he's getting arrested tomorrow.
That's
so
a big story.
We'll see. See how it goes.
Tweet of the day. Ready?
Tweet of the day. Let's see what the internet has to say. Tweet of the day.
Thomas Kariri tweets, small schools from New Jersey once they get to March. And the image is Tony Soprano, Silvio Dante, and Pauly Galtieri looking tough. Small schools from Jersey, once they get to March, they become...
We got Fairleigh Dickinson, we had...
Princeton,
and then I guess last year we had St. Peter's. They were from New Jersey too, right?
Yeah, how about those New Jersey small schools?
I don't think of Princeton from New Jersey. Where the hell is Princeton at?
New Jersey?
Like what city?
Princeton.
Is that actually the name of the city?
I think so.
I don't know. I don't think I ever would have guessed that was in New Jersey.
I think it's Princeton.
Is it Princeton University? What's it called?
Princeton
University. It's in Princeton, New Jersey, yeah.
Yeah.
I had no clue.
I know so much information.
Average cost after aid. I'm a little surprised that Princeton's only, it says $9,800.
Grant Williams.
I mean, I know that's like probably per semester, but still, it seems a lot cheaper than I thought it would be.
Grant Williams says F Duke.
Yeah, I think it's very clear that Jason Tatum hates Grant Williams. Watching those videos.
Yeah.
Watching those videos where Grant's trying to like troll him for Tennessee beating Duke, I'm very confident that Grant Williams is not back with the Celtics next year, and it does seem like that they actually hate him.
You think so?
Yeah, definitely.
Larsa Pippen says she had sex four times a night for 23 years while married to Scottie Pippen.
How many of them were Scottie?
I don't know. She didn't say that.
He was on the road a lot.
Tyler Hansborough tweeted out the "I will give my all for Tennessee today" sign after we beat Duke.
That's right, because everyone hates Duke. Let's go to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. All I can think about is our Vols. That's all I can think about. Any news from the NFL this weekend, Cam, we need to hit?
Brandon Cooks got traded again.
Brandon Cooks to the Cowboys. Okay. Yeah, Brandon Cooks headed to the Cowboys. That's a sneaky good player on a, you know, very popular team, obviously.
Yeah.
That's all that I...
Adam Thielen to the Panthers.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
Lions had more secondary help.
Lions bolstering that defense is a story that we'll think back on in the fall of like, oh, yeah, that was a pretty big week for them whenever they started getting better there.
Yeah, and they got lots of draft capital, too, so they could
yep.
keep adding to that.
Yep. I did see over the weekend that there was some NFL people saying that Lamar Jackson to the Titans makes the most sense. Something to keep an eye on there, I guess. I could also see Detroit maybe making some sense there as well. Back to the tournament, though. I'm shocked that you are saying, don't start playing that damn basketball game. You only got 40 minutes left.
I'm not playing anything.
I can hear you clicking.
You're shocked that I'm what?
I'm shocked that you are saying right now that the rest of the season is house money. Icing on the cake is what you
call
it.
Why are you shocked at that? Are you really shocked?
Yeah, I am.
I think that word gets overused.
I am legitimately shocked at this point just because of, like I said, you've been so negative all year.
I would be shocked if a missile strike hit this building.
Now, I know your expectations.
We'd survive.
I know your expectations were so low, but like the fact that you are saying you would be okay with losing this golden opportunity.
I have been telling you all year I want to make the second weekend.
I understand that, but you've also been saying for a year that we actually need to cash something in with a championship.
Yes, I see the golden opportunity laid in front of us. Mm-hmm. I see the golden egg has layeth upon our path as we get ready to battle the Florida Atlantic Owls. I see that, and I do believe we should make the Elite Eight. But if we don't, I'll be happy with the season. Because you can't have it both ways. You can't be saying, because that's what I'm doing. See, this is where you put words in my mouth. Because I told you, I kind of expected a second round loss.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't happen. We made the second weekend. So I'm happy.
But we've also talked about how disappointing the regular season was. And that, again, we have to start getting some actual hardware during this Danny White era where everything is good. To me, this isn't that far off of, like, beating Alabama, but then getting beat by Georgia and then choking against South Carolina. Like, it's a good season, and I'll be happy with beating Duke and going to the Sweet 16. But, man, losing to Florida Atlantic would, to me, gut me. Like, I think that you're also, like, underestimating how sad you're going to be on Thursday if that happens.
I won't be sad. You're saying it would gut you. You said that I base things off emotion. I think you base things off emotion.
No.
This won't affect me. Like, I want them to win, but at the end of the day, it doesn't affect my life. These guys are just playing basketball.
Well, you're not a real fan. That's not true either.
If you're
saying that a loss in the Sweet 16 isn't going to affect you, like, I understand I'm not going to, like, die.
Are you going to cry all day?
I'm going to be very sad. I'm going to be gutted. Yeah, I want to watch, like, I'm a fan that wants to watch one of my teams win a championship.
You want your team to win, but I feel like it's...
I'm not going
to
kill myself. I'm not going to stop eating. I'm not going to be, like, a heartbroken. I'm not going to be, like, a heartbroken, like, a relationship.
Let me ask you this. Will it affect you more than 24 hours?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's unhealthy.
Well, that's fine. Like, again, if you're not I don't think of you as really as a sports fan, which
that's
is fine.
That's not fair either. You can't gatekeep fandom. I just think, like, at the end of the day, they're just guys playing basketball. Like, it matters more to them than it does me, you know?
So why do you even bother getting happy then?
Well, because I want them to win. Like, I think it'd be cool to win a championship and all that, but I'm not going to, like, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to be? I'm 30 years old. You want me to go out here and jump up and down? What do you want from me?
I mean, yeah.
You're going to be jumping up and down?
Yeah. I want my team to win a championship. I just want one while I'm an adult. And then I'll feel maybe relieved and not really get as emotionally invested moving
forward.
But
what does it have to do with you? Like, what?
I mean, I'm a Tennessee fan. It's a sense of pride. I went to school there. Like, it's
me too. But I mean, I don't understand, like, what. Like, you root for them. Mm-hmm. You want them to win more than you want the other teams to win. But at the end of the day, what does it have to do with you?
Talking with your peers and talking with people and knowing that you support a winner would be cool. And again, if you wanted to have a whole conversation about sports fandom being weird, that's fine. I get it. Again, I keep saying you're not a sports fan. You're not a sports fan. You'd have no favorite teams that you really care about. Like, you're a bandwagon, very casual fan of all of your teams. So, like, I get, like, not being invested. I understand that.
No, I care about...
You don't.
I care about... The Tennessee Athletics.
You're happy when they win. You don't care when they lose. Like, you're in a good spot.
What do you mean I don't care?
You just said you didn't. You wouldn't be affected if they lost. That's what you just said.
I don't understand, like, crying over it.
Well, I didn't say I would cry. I'm not going to cry. I'll be very, very sad.
You'd be gutted.
I will be gutted. I was gutted when the Titans lost to the Bengals. I was gutted when we lost to Michigan.
I'd be gutted if my mother got ran over by a tank.
That's fine.
I don't think I'd be gutted if my sports team loses.
Again, I applaud you for having a healthy relationship and being an ultimate casual sports fan.
Here you go with the black and white again. You can't say I'm not a fan.
You're not.
Because I don't care as much as you do.
You're a fan. You're a very casual fan. You're a very casual fan.
No, you don't get to gatekeep that. Because there's other fans who care more than you do. Would you expect them to look at you and say, he's not a real fan?
Well, no, because I'm saying I would be upset with it. But if I said I didn't, if I said I wouldn't be bothered with a loss, I would 100% expect them to judge me.
There's people that have nothing but Tennessee stuff on their walls.
Correct.
Their Christmas stuff is all orange. But they might look at you and be like, he's not a real fan.
I think my credentials are good enough.
Well, I think mine are good enough.
I would disagree, and I think the people.
Well, that's unfair. That's unfair. You don't get to determine that.
Well, I'm not saying it's cut and dry. I'm not saying I'm the final decision.
You don't
I'm telling
get
you how
to
I
gatekeep
feel. I'm allowed to have my feelings about it.
I've learned a new one.
I don't think you're a real fan, and I applaud you for having a healthy relationship. That's fine. You don't make the final distinction about that either.
I think you're a real jackass.
If you're allowed to have your opinions, I'm allowed to have my opinions.
I think you're the Johnny Bananas of fandom.
You've always said I'm not dealing with Johnny Bananas, and whenever I look at you and I'm like, would I rather
be you or
Johnny Bananas? That's nothing.
What do you expect from me?
Nothing. You're acting like it would be weird for me to be sad about my team losing. I think that's
not what I said. I do think it would be.
I think it's
a little bit weird for a loss to affect you the next day. I think once you sleep it off,
I wake up even more mad. Usually.
You do a night of boozing. Like the football loss to South Carolina. That affected me that night. I was mad. I felt something when we lost that game. I was very disappointed. But next day, you move on. At the end of the day, it doesn't have anything to do with your life.
Being stuck in New York City for the day and doing all that and having all your team gear and walking around seeing happy fans, that 100% affected
me. Maybe consider just enjoying New York City. Like maybe
I didn't say I would sit in my room and cry, but I would be sad. I'd be walking around feeling empty and just be like, damn, we should be playing tomorrow. And again, I get it. You're enlightened. You're the ultimate casual sports fan.
No,
you get to celebrate the wins and not care about the losses. That's a good place to be.
See, now you're painting me as an academic, one of these people that
sports
are below.
I'm definitely not painting you as an academic, but you don't care about the sports ball. You'd rather watch your favorite stand-up comedian or something and go out and do your own thing.
Sports are great.
That's fun.
I don't think it should be, like, affecting
the
your
word
life.
Fan is fanatical. Cody is a supporter, not a fanatic. Thank you, Jared.
This
that's
is how people view my relationship
whoa,
with,
that makes
like,
sense.
This
that's
is
a good. That's a good point, but Jared, see, fan is fanatical. You're a supporter.
You view your team like I view fast food. Like, that's the relationship. It's an unhealthy relationship. You're too close to it. It's okay,
No, you can't even say that because you didn't even know that have it your way was Burger King. Like, you're a fake fast food fan, too. Like,
I mean, you're just
a consumer. You don't even think about it whenever you do it. So,
I'm the perfect American. I am. I'm a consumer.
Yeah, you're just a consumer. That's it.
I consume all day.
That's it.
All the money that I make, I put it right back in the economy.
You are just a consumer, and that's fine. There's no shame in that.
Yeah, but I can admit it's unhealthy. I don't want to be that. Like, that's kind of what I'm thinking, like, with people that are too engaged in one thing. I feel like everything has to be moderation.
I'm not in the 5%. I'm not in the upper 5%. There are people that have way worse unhealthy relationships with their teams. I like where I'm at, though.
Well, you're talking about – I think it can affect you negatively, too. You're talking about all this money you spend on your teams.
Yeah.
You're like, I travel too much.
Yeah, whenever I lose, I'm like, this was dumb to come to. Yeah, that's a part of the equation. When you just sit here and barely check the score and, you know, go to concerts and stuff instead of watching the games, you don't have to really worry about it. It's easier that way.
That doesn't mean I don't like it and enjoy it. And
you're sitting here saying yourself you don't really care when they lose. Like, I'm not putting words in your mouth. That's what you said. You said, doesn't affect you when your team loses. You will not be affected.
You just exactly.
You will not be affected.
Because I never said I don't care when they lose.
You will not be affected if they lose on Thursday. Is that not exactly what you said? Is that when this conversation started?
No, I said
you treat me like a weirdo that
I
care?
It doesn't really affect my life one way or another the next day. I did not say I don't care if they lose. Those are two different statements.
I mean, okay. But the thought is the same.
Well, is it not okay to have other hobbies?
100%.
Other things you like?
100%. I'm not judging you. You're the one judging me. I'm not judging you.
I mean, I got the university tattooed on my arm, you know.
I would be a little annoyed, too, every time I looked at it. If that's what – I would probably grow to hate my team a little bit, too, if I had that crooked tattoo on my arm. I'd be like, damn it. Why did I not get a
– It's not the team I have a problem with. It's the tattoo.
It's the damn logo. You're like, that stupid logo. It's stupid.
That's why they should not allow 18-year-olds to get tattoos.
As Tommy writes in, casual Cody, like, there's nothing wrong with
that.
Come on. There's nothing wrong with that.
What am I supposed to beat my dog whenever we lose? I mean, what do you
want? You're allowed to be sad, though. You're allowed to feel empty.
I'm going to kick my cat if we lose. I'm going to kick her right in the chest.
And again, you take it as me judging you. I'm saying it's a good thing.
What am I supposed to be, one of these weirdos that goes out and videos me burning my jersey?
No. I think I'm jealous. You're in a very good spot. You get to celebrate the wins and don't have to care about the losses.
You say that in a condescending way, though. Like, I don't know why it has to be one or the other.
I just don't know why you get mad at me calling you a casual.
Because I don't think I'm a casual. I think a casual watches about half the games. Like, I think I should get more credit for being more than a
casual. How many games
you
watched last year when you were on the radio?
How many basketball games?
Yeah.
I watched all of them.
Last year when you were on the radio?
Yeah. I always watch the games.
Okay, I didn't know you were doing more because you were on the radio.
Now, I will admit, those baseball games that were not on TV, I was not logging into the stream.
I don't bother. I don't bother with those either. I mean, some of them, sure, but like most of them. I watched one inning of Missouri this weekend. That's enough baseball for me.
I've always watched all the basketball games. I'm always a real fan.
Okay.
The only basketball games I may or may not miss, like if it's one of those
non-conference.
If we're playing Troy or, you know, East Tennessee State or whoever.
Not going to judge you for that.
But I've watched every conference game we've played.
I'm a little surprised that you said you did it whenever you were on the radio, though.
I promise I did.
I'm not calling you a liar. I'm saying I was just surprised. Shocked, just surprised.
There might be an occasional weekday game where, like, if I'm out and about,
you
I might
to
listen to, like, the first half of the radio. But usually I would go to the TV for the second half even.
Yeah, no, that's fun. It does surprise me. I'm not calling you a liar. I'm just saying it surprises me. Casual Crimson Cody.
But I did not cry when the season ended.
And I don't cry either.
Well, then I guess you're a step below some of these people.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not in the upper 5%.
Not a real fan.
I'm not in the upper 5%. And some people might not think I'm a real fan.
Real fans cry.
Yeah, the people that have their whole, spare room or basement or whatever decked out in orange, that would never be me.
What do you want me to do? I'm going to dump an orange can of paint on my head and go jump in the river? I mean, what do you want from me?
Mm-hmm. Please.
What do these people want?
I just know he doesn't pass up his opportunity to try to get his Twitter likes and retweets whenever the team wins.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna
send out my Rick Barnes tweet about Devils, hoping I can get some traction because I love Rick Barnes.
Yeah, you got to get a little engagement now and then.
Yeah, I'm going to pretend like I care.
Well, I do care. I do care.
Winners and losers.
Why does
of the
anybody send tweets? You always complain about my tweets. Like I'm just out here for the likes. But you tweet.
Sometimes
everybody else tweets.
Sometimes I'm just tweeting.
Why is it that I'm just trying to get likes?
Like today, because you don't like Rick Barnes.
I like him right now. I like him a lot.
Winners and losers of the weekend coming up next. It is 2:30. Oh, no, it's not. It's 2:40, basically. Winners and losers of the weekend. No time to waste. Cam, hit the music.
Winners and losers. Winners and losers. Winners and losers.
Cody, who won this weekend?
Winners and losers.
Cody, who won this weekend?
One of my winners, John, is this guy in the gym. Have you seen this video of there's this power lifter who's disguised as a janitor?
Yeah, that was cool.
And this one guy's trying to deadlift, and he's the biggest dude in the gym doing 600 pounds or whatever. And then this janitor is just like, excuse me, can I clean right here? And then he just casually moves the bar out of the way.
Yeah.
This is stupid because really you have to see the video to.
Yeah, I think you did a good job describing it. There's two super, super meatheads. And the janitor's in disguise. He looks strong, but nothing supernatural. He's not bulky like these guys, and just casually yokes up their 600 pounds and walks with it and puts it out of the way.
Yeah.
Mops the floor and then picks it up and brings it back. He's deadlifts. And then does a couple of them and sets it down. They're like, what the hell's happening?
He's like, let me just move this little deadlift out of the way here so I can mop this floor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that guy's my third winner. Number two winner.
I have a name. Just guy pretending to be
this
a
guy
janitor.
On this video. I saw
Buff Janitor.
Number
it was a good video.
Number two winner. I'm going to go with Uroš Plavšić. I love Uroš. He's become. I'm telling you, when he started hitting that little hook, he became maybe my favorite player on the team. I love the guy. I love his fight. I love his heart. I love who he is. He just wants to win. He's just a big tough guy. Wants to win.
He does love.
I saw him in Cool Beans one time. I told you that, didn't I?
Did you talk to him
back during football season? No. I was scared. Yeah.
Scared to die to eat.
Yeah, the guy used to fight bears.
He does love being a ball.
Yeah, he's my number two winner. Love that guy.
Number one winner is?
Number one winner after the weekend, I got to say, probably the Charles Barkley. I'd go with Charles Barkley, who said that Tennessee had the best win of the weekend. Physically dominated, physically imposed.
I appreciate Charles Barkley for talking about our boys and giving them their respect and
he
not
said,
complaining about
no,
the officiating.
No disrespect to Arkansas, but I got to say the way Tennessee dominated Duke physically, just completely took them out of the game, I got to go with them. Hey, there's Rick. Is that a good Chuck?
It got a little cringy.
Cringy?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I just wasn't that good of one.
Cringy?
Yeah, I cringed. When I heard you doing it, I was internally cringing.
Get it.
That means it's cringy.
Mm. Well, that's not an emotion you want to elicit.
I thought it was terrible.
Terrible. It was terrible.
Ernie.
You gotta
say Ernie to get
Come
into,
on
the,
now,
into
Ernie.
The mood.
I'm Charles Barkley. I'm Chuck.
How about Candace? Holding it down for the Vols.
Killing
it. And Phoenix women. Is it the women of Phoenix?
No, it's
women
in
San Antonio. What is it he says about Phoenix? He's talking about the
He loves Phoenix. He loves Phoenix because he used
He's
to play
about,
there.
Well, he talks about the concession somewhere. He's like, they got that old hard bun.
Yeah.
He's talking about the hot dogs.
That might have been Phoenix that had the hard bun. Actually,
you don't want to eat those hot dogs. They got that old hard bun.
But San Antonio always talks about their big fat women.
The big fat women. San Antonio. Yeah.
He was talking about Victor Wembanyama, like how they, if he went to the Spurs, they'd fatten him up for sure down there. Because he was skinny.
Oh, man, Paris is on fire.
My winners of the weekend. Number three, I went to the combo. I thought these two players stood out the most to me over the weekend. Drew Timmy, I think he is the best player in college basketball, still left in the tournament. Brandon Miller is a better NBA prospect, but he does not control the college game like Drew Timmy does. I think he's going to take my Gonzaga Bulldogs to the championship. I do think he's the best player. We'll see if they can play enough defense and he can stay out of foul trouble, but I was really impressed with him and Marquise Noel. Coach Calipari, I feel like you can't do what you did after the game where he called in the little kid. Did you see that?
Yeah.
In his press conference, talked about how the little kid kept making shots. And you did have a Kansas State coach clap back and be like, come on, put some respect on his name. You know he could play for you if you wanted him. And it was basically like he's a baller. And he did make some big shots, and he outperformed Kentucky. And they're five stars. I thought he was a big winner of the weekend. Number two for me, I went with SEC basketball. I just thought between Arkansas and Musselman, Alabama, and, of course, Tennessee and Rick Barnes, I think, you know, them getting all into the Sweet 16. Is that it? Am I missing anybody? They got three Sweet 16.
That's it.
Yeah. Three. Kentucky could have been the fourth.
Kentucky,
but
Missouri, and Auburn did not.
Yeah, but that's fine. I'll take the top end of SEC basketball. Maybe I should clarify that. The top end.
I don't know. Did the SEC win basketball when Kentucky, Missouri, A&M, and Auburn all lost?
The top end of SEC basketball. Tennessee, Arkansas, and Alabama. Those were supposed
Arkansas
to be.
Arkansas was 10th in the standings.
Doesn't matter. Preseason, those are your three best teams in the preseason, and they all three came through.
I will say, you know, the argument typically for all that matters is what you do in March. I mean, that's pretty on display for Arkansas this year, isn't it?
Musselman knows what he's doing, man. And they got a lot of talent. Like
they're 10th in the SEC, but they're just as happy as we are right now.
Them versus UConn is going to be a dogfight because UConn is
UConn's look good.
UConn's the number four team according to KenPom. Like they're better than Arkansas, but Arkansas probably has more top end talent, and they're both going to play fast. And UConn loves shooting those three pointers. They love getting out in transition and shooting three pointers. That's going to be a fun game. And my number one winner of the weekend was actually a baseball player.
Whoa,
Trey Turner, Captain America, just.
Yeah.
Grand slam last night in a do-or-die. I guess there was the eighth inning, so not necessarily do-or-die, but getting close, and he comes through, hit a couple bombs in that game, and the World Baseball Classic has had a lot of fun. A lot of players injured, but a lot of fun, and the Team USA looked like they were having a lot of fun, and Trey Turner, you know, maybe I'm not saying he's going to take the throne as the most popular American baseball player, but it feels like he is rising up the rankings. He is my number one winner of the weekend. Hit me with your losers, Cody. Your losers.
Number
who
three
lost?
Loser. Number three. Number three loser is the Big Ten. Big Ten. And, yeah. And I'll throw Tennessee baseball in there, too. We look awful. Did we get swept?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Dominated, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely dominated.
Yeah. So I'll throw us in there with the Big Ten as my number three loser. Number two loser, I had Jay Billis and the other pusillanimouses in the national media, such as Seth Davis, such as Pat Forty. Typical folks you would expect, just being themselves. A bunch of see you next Tuesdays.
Whoa!
And my number one loser, how could you go with anybody but Matt Painter? I mean, guy, what a choker. What a choke artist. Yeah. I mean, 3 years in a row and you've lost a what? A 13, a 15, and a 16 seed?
Yep.
Be happy there are no 17 seeds to play, because Matt Painter would lose to them.
They did kind of lose to a 17 seed.
Well, however low you want to go, Matt Painter would lose. Guy sucks.
My loser of the weekend. I went with number three. Anyone who bet on Gonzaga versus TCU, that had to be a terrible way to. That was the last night game of the night, too, so that had to be a terrible feeling watching. You know, you're probably chasing or trying to double up and to lose on a buzzer beater where they get the ball full court with 0.7 seconds left and hit a three. That's bad. That's tough. You're my third biggest loser of the weekend. Number two, I went with college basketball blue bloods besides UCLA. They're all done. All of them. Kansas out. Kentucky out. Duke out. North Carolina wasn't even invited. Am I missing anybody? Like, Villanova's on a blue blood, but they're one of the premier programs. They're not around anymore. Like,
if you got blue on your jerseys, you ain't in there no more.
Except UCLA. UCLA's holding it down for everyone else. I am looking forward to UCLA and Gonzaga. Like I said at the beginning, I don't know. I guess I feel like overall I've kept up with college basketball more than usual. I did feel about as knowledgeable as I ever have going into the actually filling out a bracket. I had some teams I actually liked. But also, I don't know if it's Tennessee playing or the fact that I have kept up more with it, but there's some games this weekend that I'm really looking forward to, like Arkansas-Connecticut. It's going to be great.
Can I tell you my fear?
I hate that Gonzaga-UCLA is at the same time as we are, you know, close enough to us. I won't get to watch that game. I was looking forward to that one. San Diego State-Alabama, going to be great. Xavier-Texas, going to be a bloodbath. What's your fear, big man?
My fear is that Arkansas is going to out-dog those West Coast boys and get to the Final Four.
Okay, well, we'll meet them there.
I don't want them to get there, though.
But it's fine. If we make it and they make it, who cares?
Sure.
If they make it and we don't make it, that's fine. But
I just don't want them to get there.
That's fine.
They beat Gonzaga last year. That's kind of
messed up that you want your friends to be unhappy.
Well, I got it's not friends, plural. I got one friend who's very...
But he's your friend.
Yeah, but we've always had this combative, and I don't know why it has to be this way. I would love for us to just support each other's teams, but it's never been that way.
Well, just text him that and say, bro,
let's
just
always hated just when we're good, when we succeed, and as a result, I hate when they succeed.
Well, text him and say, bro, let's put aside our differences.
It's too deep.
Let's root for a national championship game where we can beat your ass again. Make sure you throw that part in there.
It's deep. That would be fun.
Like we did earlier this year.
Hey, he kept telling me what a good matchup we were for him. What a good matchup. And I told him yesterday, I said, I'm still waiting on y'all to come back in that game. It was such a good matchup, you know. You only lost by 20.
Boy, do they always get it right during the tournament, though. My number two loser was college basketball Blue Bloods besides UCLA. Number one loser, everyone knows. I mean, you went with Matt Painter. I just went with Purdue.
Mm-hmm.
They now officially have the title of team no one is ever going to believe in, no matter what, when it comes time for March. As long as Matt Painter's there, we are going to assume they are going to lose.
Some are saying it's the worst train crash in Ohio this year.
You already made that joke that you stole from somebody on Twitter. You've already done that.
I know. I wanted to do it again.
Yeah.
Others are calling them don't bet on this team.
Nailed it. Last call on the other side.
Breaking news.
You got breaking news?
Yeah.
All right, horn me.
Idaho has okayed a veto-proof bill to allow execution by firing squad.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
That's more humane than the electric chair or lethal injection. I'd much rather just get shot.
Multiple times.
No, you only get... Yeah, you get multiple times. Well, you only get shot once. You die slower.
It's just once?
No, I'm saying you don't want to get shot once.
No, yeah, you want the whole squad.
Well, the whole squad except for one. Yeah. One person gets a blank.
Oh, really?
That way they can all mentally think maybe they were the ones that didn't kill the guy.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Last call on the other side. Last call is brought to you by Linderman Sports Medicine, located in Memphis, Tennessee, but people come from all over the Southeast to get back in the game of life without surgery. If you're not active right now because of any discomfort or pain that is keeping you from any of your activities, visit LindermanSportsMedicine.com to learn more. LindermanSportsMedicine.com. Appreciate Linderman Sports Medicine for the live YouTube TV. I got to watch the quad box on Saturday at my friend's house.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
it was so great.
We were watching some of that.
It was so great.
I got quad box at my place.
Nice. I just do cable and switch channels.
80-inch TV.
Yeah.
4K.
Yeah, I realize my TV's not very good. It's big, but when I watch the games, I'm like, this isn't clear enough.
What is it, a TCL?
No, it's a Samsung or a Sony or Samsung. It's supposed to be one of the top of the lines, but I guess just my, whatever they call it, the waves and hertz, or I don't know. Cam, you got a story for us?
Yeah, dad jokes.
Sure. Pump your brakes. Maybe better than my boy aunt. But let's see what you got.
study says dad jokes help kids grow into healthy adults.
I'm looking at a dad joke right now.
Basically, they're saying the parents using dad jokes on their kids and their kids getting embarrassed by their corny jokes helps them learn how to overcome awkward moments as they grow up and, you know, become adults themselves. So they're saying it's good to get a bunch of dad jokes in around your children. Because, yeah, they just learn how to get over that awkward stuff and the corny experiences, and helps them be better just interacting with people in general in the future.
I think if there was a picture in the dictionary by dad joke, it would be Russ. Or just corny, maybe.
I understand that study. Because I think
it makes sense.
I think a dad joke could also just be, could it not be like interchangeable with like having a dad present, like having like a goofy dad that's like, because I think of dad joke and like dads who tell dad jokes, I think of like the corny, like good dad though, right? Like,
yeah.
So like, if you got somebody in your life telling you dad jokes, you got like somewhat of a father figure in your life. So like, I feel like there's some correlation there. And you said dad jokes means they grow up to be better adults, is that what you said?
It helps them better in social situations and how to handle like awkward moments.
Yeah. I think that kind of goes in hand with just having like an active parent around too. So like, I guess that kind of makes sense to me.
It also implies that women are not funny.
No, I think
you never hear about mom jokes.
No, I think, it does imply that, but I think that a woman can tell a dad joke, but it's, at that point, it's just not the same, really.
It's not right. As funny.
They won't be able to do it without talking about sex or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Periods.
Shopping.
Yeah.
Being a bad
Makeup.
Driver. Yeah. Cooking. Cleaning.
Not being able to drive.
Yeah. Already used that one, but I guess it was important enough to double back on.
Make sure everybody knows.
Yeah. Well, that'll do it for us today. Russell Smith, the Bear... I think Marcus. Is Marcus in the building? I haven't seen Marcus. Marcus in the building?
He's over there. He's sitting down.
The Drive is up next. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.